106.7 WIZN. If the phone is ringing, must be time for a call with Kyle from Sticks and Stuff. Kyle, what is going on in the garage? It's a mess in there.
It is. So it is officially mud season. So we are packing away the snow shovels and the majority of the driveway markers. And, we're getting ready for spring. I think it's safe. We'll have one bad weekend weather-wise left, which is always the Maple Festival weekend.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works. It'll be sleeting and 40 degrees.
Right.
But after that, it'll be like seed starting time. So we brought the Vermont Natural Agriculture's topsoil and some of their compost and manure. I know people start to like thinking about their raised beds and their mm-hmm. vegetable gardens. Also, the grass seed and stuff like that is out. People come in and they're like, how long should I wait before I plant grass if there's plow damage or snow blower damage on my driveway? You can spread seed at any time. It's better to do it when it gets a little bit warmer because the soil temperature has to be 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. And it has to stay at 50 degrees before those seeds will germinate. But all like the Jiffy seed starting peat pots and the potting soil, seed starting soil, all that stuff is out and ready to go. So it'll be a breath of fresh air for a lot of people. I think we're officially done with winter.
Definitely done with winter. I mean, Mother Nature may not be done with us, but yeah, I'm psyched to get the seeds out there, put some of that stuff away, and absolutely repair some of the damage that I did to my lawn over the winter.
Yep, I know at my house I've been slowly raking some of the gravel from my driveway as the snow melts and throwing it back on there in the low spots. So.
Yeah, we got too many low spots right at the bottom where the big puddle is starting to build again. So, all right, Kyle, well, if people want to get stuff, they just got to go to sticksandstuff.com, find out your 7 locations across Vermont, upstate New York, and get that spring dealt with.
Yes, and the other thing I will say is that starting on the 6th of this month, we are going back to standard hours. So winter hours will be officially ending. We will go back to closing at 5 Monday through Friday instead of 4:30.
Nice. Well, that's going to make it handier for people to stop in and pick up what they need, Kyle.
Yep, gives you a half an hour wiggle room.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.